Welcome everyone to True Jesus Church and today to keep the Holy Sabbath day with us.
今天我们非常欢迎各位来到这里与我们一同遵守安息圣日。
Today I'd like to use the topic to share is to ask for the old path.
今天要与大家分享的题目是访问古道。
Ask for the old path.
什么是访问古道？
Think about a situation when you are hiking.
我们想想，当我们去登山的时候
，If you are in the forest and deep in the forest, and there are two paths or three paths there，
当你深入丛林当中，你发现眼前有两三条路
，And then how do you choose？
这时候该怎么选择呢
？Well, because if you choose the wrong path, you may get lost in the forest and never go back home。
因为当你选错路，很有可能你就迷路了，回不了家。
Oh, maybe you think that, you know, I don't want to follow the road sign. I want to go my own way. I want to explore.
或者是你决定我不想跟随任何一条路，我想要自己去探险。
Because I believe in no one. I don't believe in the sign.
因为我不相信这些标示，我也不相信任何人。
Well, sometimes you can do this, but the consequences sometimes is beyond your thinking.
是的，你可以这样选择，可是有时候后果是超越你所能所想的。
Recently, our Bible reading schedule of our church is to study the book of Jeremiah.
最近教会的读经进度已经来到耶利米书。
In the Jeremiah, there's one verse is very, very important.
在耶利米书里面有一节经节是非常重要的。
Let's all turn to Jeremiah chapter 6, verse 16.
我们一起翻到耶利米书第六章十六节。
Jeremiah 6, verse 16.
耶利米书六章十六节。
Chapter 6, verse 16. Let's have the truth taker friend to flip the Bible, if possible.
如果可以的话，请大家帮忙我们的朋友翻圣经。
Even we have the projector here, but it's good to flip the Bible.
就算我们现在有荧幕上可以看，不过也翻圣经更好。
Let's read together.
我们一起来读。
One, two, three. Thus says the Lord, stand in the ways and see, and ask for the old path.
访问古
道。Where are the good ways, and walk in it. Then you will find rest for your soul.But they say, we will not walk in it.
我们不行在其间。
This is the message of the Lord to the people of Israelites.
这是神对百姓所说的话。
At that time, the people was in a crossroad.
那时候以色列民是站在十字路口。
Their country are facing so much trouble.
他们的国家正面临重大的挑战。
There is a political threat from a very far away country, but very powerful country called Babylon.
那时候有一个政治上的威胁，就是从一个很远的地方来的国家叫做巴比伦。
And then country is getting bigger and more powerful each day.
这个国家是越来越强盛。
And threatening Israel's survival.
并且威胁到以色列的生存。
So they are thinking, how do we deal with this situation?
所以那时候他们就在想，我们该怎么办呢？
And then inside the country, there's a lot of injustice, there are a lot of problems.
在这个国家里面，同时也存在着很多问题，并且不公不义的事情。
Well, everybody knows the country is going in the wrong direction.
所以其实大家都知道这个国家是越来越糟了。
Right, just like sometimes we feel our country may be going on the wrong direction.
有时候我们可能也有一样的感觉。
Everything is not doing right. Everything is not going right.
好像很多政策或是很多事情都怪怪的。
Sometimes we think that our family is going on the wrong direction.
有时候我们可能也会感觉到自己的家庭也是走在错误的道路上。
We don't have peace. We don't have any rest.
我们心里没有平安，也没有平静。
Even though you have money, but you cannot sleep.
就算你手上有你的钱，可是你就是晚上睡不着觉。
Because you do not have rest for your soul.
因为你的灵魂得不到安息。
So at that time, the prophet gave them very important warning and reminder.
所以那个时候先知就对他们提出很重要的警告。
So there are four action, four words here.
在这一节里面有四个字。
First of all, you have to stand. You have to stand at the crossroad. You have to stand, right?
第一个字是要站在路上。
Now you're at the crossroad. The different road facing you.
现在你站在十字路口有好多条路可以选。
Secondly, you have to look.
第二就是要看。
You have to look very carefully.
你要好好的细细的查看。
How many options are there?
到底有几个选择呢?
Right. Thirdly, you have to ask.
第三，你要问。
Well, you do not try to be smart in your own eyes.
就是不要只靠自己的想法来做事。
Do not think that I know everything.
不要以为自己知道任何的事情。
Just like in an intersection, if there are people around, you have to ask which way this road is leading to.
如果是像在十字路口，你可能可以问一下身边的人说这边是去哪里。
But sometimes you have to ask the right person.
可是有时候也是要问对人的。
If you ask someone who doesn't know anything,
如果你问到一个什么都不知道的人
，just give you any random answer,
他可能只是随便指一指。
Or he try to harm you, give you the wrong answer.
或者是他是故意恶作剧，告诉你错误的那一边。
So then you'll be in trouble.
那你就麻烦了。
So you have to ask the right person.
所以也是要问对人。
And then you have to walk in the old path.
再来就是要走在这个古道上。
And then the Bible said, you will find rest for your soul.
这样你们心里必得安息。
So ask for the old path. There are many paths there, but ask for the old path.
所以我们要寻找古道。
So today we'll talk about what are the old paths.
所以今天我们要来聊一聊什么是古道。
What does it do to you?
到底古道跟你有什么关系？
Are you standing? Are you looking? Are you asking? Are you walking in the old path?
你有站在路上查看访问古道吗？
If you do, you have rest. You have more and more peace, your family, your own personal life, everything.
如果你这么做，在你的生活、生命里，你就会渐渐地得到安息。
But if you choose the wrong path, then you don't have rest in your soul.
可是如果选错道路，很有可能就为自己带来大麻烦。
Okay, so what is the wrong path? What is the old path?
所以什么是古道呢？
The first point.
第一点。
The old path, the ancient path, is the path of returning to God.
第一条古道就是回转归向神。
That road will bring you back to God. That one is the old path.
一条能够带你回到神身边的路就是古道。
But there's the opposite to that path.
可是也有相反的道路。
The road that leads you away from God is not the old path, it's the new path.
就是一条带领你离开神的道路，那不是古道，那是新的路。
Many people try to invent a different way so that they canfree themselves from God. They can so-called liberate themselves from God.
有些人会发明一些新的道路，所称为说，我要能够解放自己。
They call it freedom.
他们说那是自由之路。
They call it human right.
他们说那是人权。
They call it, I want to do whatever I want so that I make myself happy. This is my life.
他说这是我的生活，我只要自己高兴就好了。
This is my body. I can use it whatever I use it, whether I like it.
这是我的身体，我想要怎么用都可以。
But this is not the path bring you to God.
可是这不是一条带领你回转归向神的路。
This is a name for the path lead you away from God.
这是一条带你离开神的路。
It's called the path to sin.
也是罪恶之路。
Let's turn to James chapter 1.
我们来翻到雅各书。
James chapter 1 verse 14 to 15.
雅各书第一章。14, 15节。
James chapter 1, verse 14 to 15.
雅各书第一章14, 15节。
Let's read the Bible together, loud and clear.
我们一起大声地读。
Verse 14.
14节。
1, 2, 3.
但个人被试探，乃是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
Then desire, when it was conceived, gave birth to sin, and sin, when it was fully grown, bring forth death.This path are not just one path, but many different paths.
这条路不是只是一条而已，其实有好几条。
But generally speaking, this is the highway. This is the path will lead you to death.
可是我们可以看见，这条道路是直到死亡的道路。
Now, how does it lead to death?
它是如何带领你走到死亡呢？
The Bible said, everybody is tempted. You cannot say I tempted by God because God do not tempt you.
人会说自己被试探，可是我们不可以说我们是被神试探，因为神不会被恶试探。
Then when we are tempted by what?
那我们到底是被谁试探呢？
We are tempted by our evil desire.
我们是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑的。
Yeah, we have desire, right? We have food. Food is one of the desire.
譬如说，想要吃东西，这是一个欲望。
Nothing wrong to feel like hungry, feel like eating.
当然，当你肚子饿，想吃东西，这不是什么错误。
God gave Adam and his wife the whole garden that they can eat every day free.
神给亚当夏娃每天有吃不完的果子。
But just tell them one fruit they cannot eat.
只是告诉他们有一棵树，树上的果子不能吃。
But they have desire.
可是他们有这样的欲望。
They want to take the things that are forbidden.
他们想要试试看那个不可以吃的果子。
Because it sounds more exciting to have something that I should not have.
因为听起来是更刺激的。
So they took it.
所以他们就摘了这个果子。
You know, so when we are tempted, we are tempted, we are enticed and lured by our own desires.
所以其实我们被试探是被自己的私欲牵引诱惑。
Now, if you follow that, if you keep thinking about this,
如果你继续往下走
and you put it into action,
你把它做出来
then the desire conceived.
那私欲就会怀胎。
Well, just like a baby.
就像一个宝宝一样。
Before the baby was born, it first have to be in the womb, conceived first, and in the mommy's tummy for almost 10 months.
在宝宝生出来之前，是在妈妈的肚子里面住了十个月。
So that desire, that thinking, or a little bit of action just started you.
就是像一个头脑里面的思想，然后最后你把它做出来。
And then if you continue in this role,
如果你继续往下走
if give Bible says, the sin, the sin will give birth to, the thinking or the desire will give birth to sin.
私欲怀了胎之后就生出罪来。
You love the forbidden food, it's not a sin. But if you talk it, it is a sin.
如果你爱吃这个禁果，这不是罪，可是当你摘了禁果，这就是罪了。
But the action become fully given birth.
就是这个行动长成生出罪来。
But usually this is a road going more and more longer and longer.
这是一条路你是渐渐慢慢的一步一步往下走。
Now, if you keep going, if you keep doing this, if you don't return, then at the end it will bring death.
如果你没有往回走最后就会生出死来。
This is how the Bible tells us our ancestor Adam and Eve the path that lead them away from God.
这就是圣经告诉我们亚当夏娃当初是如何走上这条死亡之路
And also this affect everyone in this world
并且也影响到我们现今世界的每一个人
By the name of freedom, by the name of human right Everybody try to fulfill their own desire without limit
借着自由之名借着人权之名人是无限度想要做任何的事情都可以
But they forget about actually they are going to the path bring them away from God
可是他们却不知道自己是走在一条 远离神的道路上。
Recently, I've read a poem describing the people, the heart that they try to leave, they try to go away from God.
最近我看到有一首诗，它是在形容人是如何一步一步走上罪恶之路。
It's written from the perspective of a person who just being directed by his own desire.
就是一个诗人他是借由想要跟随自己的私欲这样的名目来写下这首诗
He walking on the pathway to sin pathway of destruction he didn't return
他走在这一条罪恶还有毁灭的道路上他最终没有回头
And that is the poem is called the path of sin
这个主题就是罪恶之路
The poem wrote Our heart and soul intertwined at once The long road to hell we have now beganThere's only darkness, I see no sun. The price we are paying for what we have done. And then our love is a sin, but we don't care. One so passionate and so rare. Just try and stop us if you dare. But we don't listen to godly prayers. Everything in our path we shall burn. Don't try to teach us different. We'll never learn. Once we have started, we'll never turn. For fire and flames we yearn. Yes.
这首诗是这么说我们的心和灵魂交织在一起我们现在开始了漫长的地狱之路只有黑暗我看不见太阳我们为所作所为付出代价我们的爱是一种罪恶但我们不在乎如此热情如此稀有如果你敢的话试图阻止我们但我们不听虔诚的祈祷我们将在我们道路上的一切都毁灭不要试图教我们不同的东西因为我们永远不会学到一旦我们开始，我们永远不会回头。我们渴望火焰。
This is what the world is going through right now.
这就是全世界正在经历的一条路。
In the name of human right, in the name of our own right, our own desire, our self-centered people are fulfilling their own desire by the name of freedom.
借着自己的私欲，还有人权的这个名，这个。说打着这个旗号然后可以做自己想做的任何事情
That's why there are so many addiction problems in the society
所以为什么这个社会上存在的很多上瘾的问题
The freer the society the more different kind of addiction
这个社会如果是越自由那这个社会里面就有越多的成瘾的问题
That people cannot leave this path of sin
因为人们是一直走在这条路上
At that time the people of Israelites they are going to the path of destruction
这时候的以色列民也一样是走在毁灭之路。
If they do not change, then the Babylon will destroy the whole country.
如果他们都不改变，那最后巴比伦就会毁灭这个城。
But God damn tell them one path.
可是神有指示一条出路。
What is that path?
那是一条什么路？
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 1.
我们来翻到耶利米书第四章第一节。
Jeremiah chapter 4 verse 1.
耶利米书第四章第一节。
Let's read together.
我们一起来读。
Jeremiah chapter 4, verse 1.
耶利米书第四章第一节。
If you will return, O Israel, says the Lord, return to me, and if you will put away your abomination out of my sight,
then
you shall not be moved. God gave them the ancient path, the old path.
神指示了一条古道给他们。
You don't run away from your enemy, your problem.
你不需要从你的仇敌、你的问题面前逃跑。
Because they are focusing on how do they run away from Babylon.
因为人们常常都是注意在他们可以怎么样脱离这个目前的困境。
Isn't it, right? We always think about, oh, how do I run away from my economic problem?
是不是这样呢？我们常常都想说，啊，我怎么从我的经济的问题里面解脱？
My mental problem.
或者是我这个心灵上的问题，
my family problem,
或者是家庭问题，
my marriage problem,
我的婚姻问题，
my children problem,
我的亲子问题。
Everyone have his own problem.
每个人都有不一样的问题。
At that time, the Israelites, their problem is Babylon.
那时候以色列面对的问题就是巴比伦。
They are always thinking about how to run away from it.
他们总是想着我们要如何从巴比伦的威胁下解脱。
You don't run away from Babylon. You cannot.
其实你根本就没有办法逃脱。
Because God allowed Babylon to attack them.
因为是神允许巴比伦来攻击他们
的。The only way you need to go is go back to where you come from.
唯一解脱的路就是从来的路回去。
That is called the old path.
这就是走回古道。
Right. The path that you leave from God, you have to return to God.
你慢慢走离开神的这条路，你必须往回头走。
Because at the beginning, everything was good.
因为一开始一切都很美好。
When the people was close to God,
当人们与神很亲近的时候。
When the people follow God's way, follow God's path,
当人们都是跟随遵从神的道理的时候。
Everything was good,
一切都很美好。
But the moment they have so many abominations, including idol worshiping and adulterous behavior,
可是当他们生活慢慢的偏离神的道，就像犯奸淫或者是拜偶像。
Those things are abominations.
那些东西都是得罪神的。
But a mistake was made. God said, "Don't come back." You mean you just come back, even though you make a mistake, but you have to come back to me.
可是即使人类这样犯罪，神还是愿意接受他们，叫他们回头。
God would not say, "You know, I don't want you anymore. I don't want to see you anymore. You go away." No, God didn't say that.
神没有说你们犯罪就走开吧，我不要你们了。
Even though we make serious mistakes.
即使我们犯下严重的错误，
We are causing our own downfall. We are causing so much problem to ourselves.
我们的错误使我们渐渐的下沉，无法再面对神。
But God said, "Return to me."
可是神只说回转归向我。
Put away all those abominations.
把你的错误丢在背后吧。
Then you shall not be moved.
你就不会被迁移。
You know, Babylon cannot touch you. Your problem cannot destroy you.
巴比伦没有办法触碰你，你的问题不会吞噬你。
So don't run, you don't have to run away from Babylon.
所以你不需要从巴比伦面前逃跑。
All you need is to turn back to the Lord.
你只需要做的就是回转归向神。
So, brother and sister, what does this apply to us?
所以弟兄姐妹，这跟我们今天是如何应用的呢？
The Lord wants us to return to Him.
神只想要我们回到他面前。
Sometimes when you're driving in the highway, right?
有时候你开车在高速公路上。
Sometimes you see a big signboard.
有时候你可能会看到一个很大的标示语。
I always drive from Calgary to Edmonton, but I do not see this signboard yet.
我常常都是开车在卡加利跟艾明顿中间，可是我从来没看过这样的标语。
In America, a lot of signboard like this, very big one along the highway.
在美国其实可以看见很多这样的大标语。
But nobody put a signboard like this.
在这个高速公路边。
Because it takes a lot of money to put a signboard like this.
因为要放这么大的标语在上面，其实是要花很多钱的。
But imagine if somebody can put a signboard like this.
可是如果有人是真的把这个标语放上去，
Will anybody listen?
有没有人会听呢？
If today you see a signboard like this,
如果今天你看见这样的标语，
Will you return to this old path?
你会回转到这个古道上吗？
Don't just complain about your life. Think about how are you departed from God.
不要只是抱怨自己的生活，你要想一想，你有没有离开神呢？
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 31.
我们翻到耶利米书31章。
Verse 21.
21节。
Jeremiah 31:21.
耶利米书31章21节。
Let's read together.
我们一起来读。
1-3, verse 21. Set up signposts, make landmarks, set your heart toward the highway. The way in which you went, turn back, O virgin of Israel. Turn back to this your city. Wow. The Bible is God said, set up signposts.
圣经说，我们要应当为自己设立指路碑。
This is the signpost.
这就是一个指路碑。
This is the landmark.
这就是一个引路柱。
Yeah, you may not see it in the highway, but you will see this in your mind. Put this in your mind.
是的，你可能在路边看不到，可是你应当为自己在脑海里立起这个指路碑。
Well, where have you been?
你是从哪里来的？
If you're going to the wrong direction, if you're going, what is the wrong direction?
如果你是走在错误的道路上，那什么是错误的道路呢？
Any decision, any choice that make you fall away from God is a wrong direction.
任何的选择方向使你远离神，那就是错误的。
Any lifestyle, any personal choice makes you depart from God, depart from His Word is a wrong direction.
任何生活形态或是个人的选择都让你远离神，那就是错误的。
That's why the Bible says you have to return to where you come from, turn back.
所以这就是为什么圣经告诉我们，我们要留心找一找我们所去的原路。
Nowadays.A lot of people don't know the road, but they just know how to use the GPS, right?
今天很多人不知道路怎么走，只知道怎么用这个导航。
Whether it's Google Map or Apple Map or whatever map, nowadays nobody know the maps. They just follow the GPS.
现在很多人已经不会看地图了，他们只是打开他们的导航就跟着走。
Well, when you make a wrong turn, usually what the GPS tell you?
如果你会回转，也是因为导航告诉你。
If you go the wrong way, right? GPS will tell you turn around if possible. Turn around, turn, make a U-turn, make a U-turn. We keep saying this, right?
如果你走在错误的方向，你的导航就会告诉你，请你回转，请你回转。
I know in the early days when the GPS just appeared.
我知道以前的导航刚刚发明出来的时候。
And in Japan, there's a maker, GPS maker.
在日本有一个这样的牌子是做导航的。
And then the GPS will tell you turn around.
当这个导航告诉你请你回转的时候
If you ignore it for three times,
如果你不在乎你忽略它达到三次
The GPS will tell you baka baka baka
你
In Japanese which means stupid stupid stupid
所以这个导航就会开始骂人
Why? You're going the wrong direction
就是说你已经走在错误的方向了
Right? If you want to go to Calgary but you keep driving north
如果你从这里想要开去卡加利可是你一直往北开
You say I drive very fast I want to get there quick
你说 我会开快一点我想要早点到达。
But the GPS tell you turn around. This is the right highway, but you're the wrong direction.
可是你的导航告诉你这是一条对的路只是你在错误的方向你必须回转。
You say, I don't care, I just want to go fast.
你说我不在乎我越开越快就会到。
And then the GPS will scowl at you and say, baka, baka.
可是你的导航就可能会开始骂人了。
I think this is a good GPS.
我想这是一个挺好的导航。
But people don't like it, so that they disappear later. Nobody want to be told you are stupid.
可是这个导航因为骂人太凶，所以到后来就没有办法再生产了。
Nobody want to be say that you are stupid.
因为没有人喜欢被骂笨蛋。
But God tell you, the Bible tell you, if you do not return to God, you try to live your own life, be your own way, you are foolish.
可是圣经也告诉我们，如果我们坚持走在自己的道路上，不在乎这个方向是错的，我们就是笨蛋。
Second point.
第二点。
What is the old path?
什么是古道呢
？The old path is the path of trusting in God.
第二条古道就是相信神的道路。
The first one is return to God. Now you return to Him, you have to walk on the path to trust in Him.
第一条古道是要回转归向神那当你回转之后你就是要完全的信靠他
You cannot say Yeah, I return to God but I don't want to trust my life to you、
你不能说是的我回转归向你可是我不相信你会带领我的路
At that time the prophets keep telling the people of Israelites Do not trust in people
当时的先知一直告诉以色列百姓说不要相信人
Especially do not trust in Egypt
特别是不要相信埃及
you know, Why they were trusting in Egypt?
为什么他们会相信埃及呢
？Because they are thinking the Babylonians they are coming to attack us.
因为他们想着说，当巴比伦来攻打我们的时候。
Now let's form an allies.
如果我们有这个结盟。
And then just like today, right? There are different allies.
就像今天有很多不同的盟约国。
For example, NATO is a Western allies, right?
譬如说北约。
Canada is in NATO.
加拿大也在北约组织里面。
Every country they try to form an allies of different country.
每个国家都会加入不同的组织来有盟友。
So at that time, the Israelites, they're thinking, Babylonians try to attack us, then we form allies of Egypt, and if we need them, they will come to help us.
所以那时候的以色列国就想说，如果巴比伦要来攻打我们，可是我们有盟友可以帮助我们，所以我们就应该与埃及来结盟。
I don't need to pray. I don't need to return to God. I still have my own way to fix my problem.
我就不需要祷告，也不需要求告神，因为我有自己的方法。
Well, God said there's no use.
可是神说这是没有用的。
But they say they are use, they are use.
可是人们坚持说是有用的。
Let's turn to Jeremiah chapter 37, verse 5.
我们翻到耶利米书37章第5节。
Jeremiah 37, verse 5.
耶利米书37章第5节。
1, 2, 3.
一起读。
Then Pharaoh's army came up from Egypt. And when the children who were besieging Jerusalem heard news of them, they departed from Jerusalem. Wow, look at what the people say.
看看这个百姓怎么说。
Wow, you know, Egyptians are very, very powerful, very useful.
法老的军队是非常有能力的。
So we don't have to rely on God, we rely on Pharaoh.
所以我们不需要依靠神，我们靠法老就行了。
When Pharaoh's army come, the Babylonian leave.
当法老的军队出来，加勒底人就离开了。
So the people are very proud of themselves.
所以人们非常的骄傲于自己的决定。
You know, diplomacy help, alliance help.
是的，盟友会帮助我们，政治上的联婚也会帮助我们。
But do not be too happy, God tell them.
可是不要太高兴。
Those Egyptians are leaving temporarily.
因为那一些加勒底人是暂时离开他们而已。
And they will come back.
而且他们会再回来的。
And when they come back, they regroup and they will be stronger.
当他们回来的时候，他们是更强大了。
And then they will destroy the people if they don't return to God.
如果你们不回转归向神，他们会毁灭你们。
This is applied to us today.
这也是可以应用到我们今天的生活。
We're facing some situation, problem, we think that, you know, I can rely on myself to solve my problem.
有时候我们面对自己的问题，我们想着我可以用什么方法来解决。
Don't tell me I have to change. Don't tell me I have to rely on God.
不要告诉我要信靠神，不要告诉我要改变什么。
I can do my own things.
我自己知道要做什么。
I can ask people to help me.
我可以请求别人帮忙。
Yes, maybe your problem will temporarily can also solve.
是的，你的问题可能暂时得到疏解。
But will not disappear.
可是不会真的消失。
Let's turn to Isaiah chapter 31.
我们请翻到以赛亚书三十一章。
Another prophet was telling the same message.
另外一个先知告诉我们一样的讯息。
Isaiah chapter 31, verse 1.
以赛亚书三十一章第一节。
Isaiah chapter 31, verse 1.
以赛亚书三十一章第一节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely on horses, who trust in chariots because they are many and in horsemen because they are very strong and do not look to the Holy One of Israel, not seek the Lord. God told the people, Woe to you if you go down to Egypt for help.
神告诉那些百姓祸灾你那些下埃及要求帮助的
They are not going to help you. They are only human.
因为他们只是人他们没有办法真正帮助你
Let's read verse 3.
我们来读第三节
Chapter 31 verse 3.
31章的第三节
1, 2, 3.
埃及人不过是人并不是神他们的马不过是血肉并不是灵耶和华一伸手那帮助人的必半跌那受帮助的也必跌倒都一同灭亡
God already foretold the future of those who rely on Egypt.
神已经预言了那一些要靠埃及的人会有什么样的下场。
If you don't return to me, nothing will help you.
如果你不回转归向我，什么东西、什么帮助都没有。
Now look at humankind 2024.
我们现在来看回2024年的人类。
Human, what are they rely on?
人类到底是依赖什么呢？
Yeah, we think that we are so much problem, but we can help ourselves.
我们目前是面对很多的问题，可是我们觉得自己可以解决
wow, we think that by technology advancement, we can solve all the problem.
靠着科技的能力，我们是可以帮助，可以解决问题的。
What is the most hottest topic right now in technology?
目前科技界最热门的话题是什么
？AI, artificial intelligence, right?
是的，人工智能。
Whatever we cannot do, we ask the robot, we ask the chat robot or real robot to solve the problem for us.
当我们遇到问题的时候，问一问人工智能，它就会给我们答案。
Right, because they can help us.
因为人工智能很厉害。
Yeah, they can help you, but not only help you, in the future, they replace you.
是的，他们现在可以帮助你，可是未来他们会取代你。
So that you'll be, human being will suffer.
那时候的人就要受苦了。
People think that, oh, the Earth is not inhabitable, we will fly to Mars.
人们还想说，当这个地球不够住的时候，我们可以飞去火星。
That's why Elon Musk is trying to bring people to Mars in the future, right?
所以马斯克他想要开发这条路。
But there's no use.
可是这也是没用的。
Yes, human can be very smart. Technological advancement, even fly to the outer space.
是的，人类可以很聪明，科技可以非常发达，人还可以飞到外太空。
Get a lot of money, a lot of material.
我们可以拥有很多的物质，还有金钱。
But rely on this thing never solve the problem of your heart.
可是靠着这些东西，从来都不是解决心灵问题的办法。
They'll never give you rest.Never give you peace.
因为这些东西无法为人们带来和平还有宁静。
Because if you do not trust in God, your problem will not go away.
因为如果你不信靠神，你的问题是永远没办法解决的。
So that's why Bible tells us what is the ancient path.
所以圣经告诉我们到底什么是古道呢？
The ancient path is do not rely on yourself anymore.
古道就是不要靠自己。
It doesn't mean that you don't do anything.
不代表说我们什么都不用做。
You still have to do your best in everything.
你还是要认认真真的去准备。
But you have to tell God, you know, there's so many things beyond my control.
可是你要告诉神，神啊，很多东西是超出我的能力范围。
Everything I can just trust in you.
我只能依靠你。
Let's turn to Proverbs chapter 3.
我们来翻到箴言的第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3.
箴言的第三章。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
第三章第五节。
Proverbs chapter 3 verse 5.
箴言三章五节。
Let's read together. Chapter verse number 3, verse 5.
我们一起来读三章第五节。
One, two, three. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. This is the old path.
这就是古道。
What do you do?
你怎么做呢？
Trust in the Lord.
信靠神。
In this world, people tell you trust yourself.
因为在你身边的人都会告诉你相信你自己。
In this world, tell you be yourself.
世界告诉你做你自己就好了。
In this world, tell you if other people don't do nice to you, you fight back.
世界告诉你当人们对你不好打回去。
Your spouse is not good to you, you fight back.
你的配偶对你不好，你就跟他对抗。
And then you divorce him, you throw away, throw him, dispose him.
你也可以跟他离婚，离开他就好了。
Because Everything is disposable, right?
因为什么东西都是可以用过即丢的。
In this world, nowadays, nobody repair anything. People just dispose things.
现在的世界已经很少人在修理东西了，通常都是坏了就丢。
When I go to Africa,
当我去非洲的时候
when my clothes having a hole,
当我的衣服破了一个洞
I want to throw away.
我想要丢掉它。
And the member tell me,
那里的信徒告诉我
don't throw away, I repair for you.
你不要丢它，我可以帮你把它补好。
I say in our country we don't repair clothes, we throw it away.
我说在我们的国家，当衣服破了丢了就算了。
Because repairing is cost more than buying a new one.
因为当你要花钱去请人家缝它的时候，要花更多的钱。
And same thing if the shoes break, we throw it away.
同样的，如果鞋子穿破了，那我们也是丢了它。
But a member in Africa told me, no, in here, in Africa, everything is repairable.
可是非洲的信徒告诉我，不是这样的，在非洲这里什么都可以缝补的。
And then they get my shirt, and then the hole disappears.
当我的衣服回到我身边，那个洞不见了。
I say, the shoe is open the mouth like this, right?
当我的鞋子开口笑的时候。
No problem, I will fix it for you.
他们说没问题，我会帮你解决的。
We'll bring to the shoe master, and then,Put it, oh, now the mouth closed.
他们带去做鞋匠那边他们就帮我缝补好。
I say, the back, 那个鞋底all becomes smooth. I say, no problem, we'll give you a new one.
我说我的鞋底都已经磨平了。他们说没问题，我会给你粘一个新的鞋底。
Oh, wow, now I get back a new shoes.
等到鞋子回到我身边，就像一双新的一样。
Wow, sometimes I look at us, God repair us.
有时候我看到神的作为，神也像在修理我们一样。
Yeah, God can change anyone.
因为神是可以改变任何人的。
But you cannot rely on your own self.
可是你不能只靠自己。
You can rely on God.
你只能依靠神。
Even though we are not good, but God can change us.
就算我们不好，神还是有能力改变我们。
Sometimes our family problem, you know, we cannot change them, but God can change them.
有时候我们有家庭问题，我们改变不了我们的家人，可是神是有能力的。
Don't think of it, don't think about throwing them away, don't dispose them.
不要只想着说我要离开他们，把他们丢了就好。
Trust in God.
我们要相信神。
But trust in God means you change yourself first.
可是相信神的第一要件就是我们要先改变自己。
I believe that God can change me.
我相信神可以改变我。
Then if God changed me, then other things will change.
当我改变之后，其他的事情就会跟着改变。
Just like the people, they don't have to kick away Babylon. They just have to change themselves and return to God.
就像当时的百姓一样，他们不需要击退巴比伦人，他们只需要改变自己。
If they change themselves and return to God, trust in God.
当他们改变自己，并且回到神身边的时候，
then everything else will change automatically.
一切就会改变了。
The third point.
第三点。
What is the old path?
第三条古道是什么呢？
The path, the old path is the path of the truth.
就是真理之道。
Why?
为什么？
Because everything in this world change.
因为世界上的一切都在改变。
But truth doesn't change.
只有真理是不变的。
What is the definition of truth?
真理的定义是什么呢？
That means anything that doesn't change over time is truth, right?
就像如果一个东西经过时间的考验完全不改变，那就是真理。
If today I tell you something is true, but tomorrow is not true, then it's not, what I'm telling you is not truth.
如果我今天告诉你一件事，这件事成立，可是明天这件事就改变了。
So, by definition, truth is always true.
所以呢，真理的定义就是说它是从来绝对不改变。
In the past, it was true.
在过去它是这样说的。
Now it is true.
今天也是这么样。
1,000 years later, it's still true.
1,000 年之后它也是这么说的。
Because truth never changes.
因为真理绝不更改。
This is the old path. From old time, it's like this.
这就是一条古道，从古至今都是如此。
What is the truth?
到底什么是真理呢？
The truth is the word of God.
真理就是神的话。
That God has given to His children.
神的话是赐给他的儿女的。
From beginning, set up everything like this, it is true.
从第一天有世界开始就这样设立了。
The commandment is given to us, it was true.
诫命是这样赐给我们就是真理。
It will not change.
诫命没有改变。
Now that path, the truth, the word of God, the word of God is the old path.
所以神的话，神的道就是一条古道。
But this path is not easy path.
可是这条道路并不容易走。
Because most people didn't like old things.
因为很多人不喜欢老东西。
People associate the word old with bad, with outdated.
很多人觉得老东西就是旧东西，就是已经过时了。
People like new, right?
人都喜欢新的东西。
For example, old phone and a new phone, which one you choose?
譬如说一台旧电话跟新的电话，你会选哪一支呢？
If your son is going to give you, Dad and Mama, you are old folks, I give you an old phone. Are you happy or not?
如果你的孩子买了一台旧的二手手机，说这个送给你，你会高兴吗？
I give you iPhone 6 now. Daddy, you are so slow, so I give you a slow phone.
爸爸，你不需要
happy?
你不需要太快的手机，我给你一台iPhone 6就够了。
So children, don't give your daddy, mommy old phone, okay? You give them the best one, give them the new one.
所以孩子们，等你以后赚钱，不要只知道要给父母旧的东西。
Why are you giving the old thing?
你为什么要给他们旧的东西呢？
Why the thing you don't need or the thing you outdated, you give it to the parent? What kind of attitude is this?
为什么你觉得自己已经想要换新的，旧的就丢给你的父母？这是什么心态呢？
Your parent give you the best thing when you were a baby.
当你还小的时候，你的父母给你都是最好的东西。
Why you give the old one, used item?
为什么你要把你用过不要的给你父母呢？
So material, old thing is outdated.
所以在物质上来说，旧东西等于过时的东西。
But in terms of truth, old thing is the original one. It's the best one. It's the only one that's acceptable.
可是在真理上来说，在属灵上来说，这个真理就是古道，就是最好的。
It's from the beginning what God said to a human being.
因为这是从第一天神就这样赐给人类的。
And the truth is given to us in the Bible.
而且真理也记载在圣经里。
It will not change. It will not change over time.
并且它从来不改变。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 7.
我们来翻到马太福音第七章。
Matthew chapter 7.
马太福音第七章。
This path will bring you to eternal life.
这条道路会带你走到永生。
Matthew chapter 7 verse 13.
马太福音第七章十三节。
Let's read together.
我们一起读。
One, two, three.Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to destruction, but there are many who go by it. 14.
14.
Because narrow is the gate and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it. Jesus gave us a choice.
主耶稣给我们选择。
You choose the narrow gate.
你选窄门。
What is the narrow gate?
啊，什么是窄门呢？
Narrow gate is the truth that preached by Lord Jesus when he came to this world.
窄门的道理就是主耶稣来到这个世界所传的福音。
It's called the gospel of the heavenly kingdom.
也就是天国之道。
It also calls the word of God.
也就是神的话语。
Now, this is not an easy path.
这不是一条容易的路。
Because it's not easy, people try to change it.
因为是不容易走的路，所以人想要改变它。
Change it, so they update it. They call it updated version, right?
他们说我们要更新版本。
Well, in computer, in software, everything else, update version is not bad.
在你的手机、电脑里面，如果有更新版本，那就是好的。
Because human beings are not perfect.
因为人是不完美的。
If we are not perfect, we have to keep updating our own thinking, our own thoughts, our own product.
所以我们才要不断的更新，不断的进步。
But God is perfect.
可是神是完美的。
You don't need to update His word.
你不需要更新他的话。
There's no bug inside. There's no flaw inside.
在这里面并没有病毒，也没有虫。
Because God is perfect.
因为神是完美的。
So even though it's narrow, but you have to change yourself to fit into it.
就算这条道路非常的窄，你还是要改变自己，能够进入这条道路。
Because truth is truth, you cannot change the word of God.
因为真理就是真理，是不能被改变的。
But if you say, "Oh, I want to change it,"
可是如果你想说我要改变它
，I want to open a new way.
我想要开一条新的路。
I don't like the way that God designed.
我不喜欢神设计的那一条。
Well, you can do that, but you open another path. It's not the original path.
是的，你可以开一条新的道路，可是那就不是古道了。
For example, nowadays in the society,
譬如说在今天的社会，
we know that marriage by the old path, by the teaching of God, is one man, one woman, one male, one female.
我们知道在圣经里面神的设计，婚姻里面就是一夫一妻，一男一女。
Because God created only two gender.
因为神只有设立两个性别，
male and female.
就是男与女。
And marriage is between these two gender, male and female, only one, not one to many, but one to one.
所以婚姻的设立就是一男一女，不是 一夫多妻，或是一妻多夫。
It's only one to one.
只有一对一。
And then they get married and they be faithful to each other.
当他们结婚之后，他们必须对对方非常忠实。
But nowadays people do not like it. This is too old school.
可是现在的人觉得这个是太老掉牙了。
They want to change it.
他们想要改变。
Why man and woman? Why not man and man? Why not woman and woman?
为什么男与男不能结婚，女与女不行呢？
Why not only two gender? I can make so many different genders.
为什么只有两个性别呢？我想要创造更多不一样的性别。
Nowadays, there are so many gender, I don't even know how many.
现在有很多的性别出来，我都搞不太清楚了。
Some people, actually, she's a lady, right? But she wants other people to address him as a we, a plural. Very strange.
像如果一个女生她说她想要别人称呼她为
众数一个多
一个多数的一个称呼。
Wow, a lot of different things.
现在有很多不一样的想法。
Not only changing the gender, but from single change to plural.
不是只有把女生改成男生，而是把单数改成多数。
In the society, change the definition of marriage.
然后社会也是改变婚姻的定义。
Yeah, they think that, oh, everybody free to do what they want.
他们说人想要做什么都行
Human rights.
因为是人权
But of course, from the spiritual perspective,
可是当然从属灵的角度来看
This is not what God designed at the very beginning.
这不是神起初的设计
If you really want rest, if you really want peace, if you really want relationship with God,
如果你真的想要得到心灵的平安与宁静你就要与神保持正
You have to go back to the original way.
你就要回到神的古道上
But people don't like it.
可是人们不听。
People think it's too old school. I don't want to follow this.
人们觉得那个太老掉牙了，我不想要这样做。
People want to open a new way and go their own way.
人想要开一条新的路，并且走在道路上。
But if you truly want peace,
可是如果你真的想要平安的话
you have to follow Lord Jesus Christ.
你必须跟随主耶稣基督。
Because what is the ancient way? What is the old path?
因为什么是古道呢？
Let's turn to John chapter 14.
我们来翻到约翰福音十四章。
John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章
verse 6,
第六节
John chapter 14 verse 6
约翰福音十四章第六节
John 14 verse 6
约翰福音十四章第六节
Let's read together
我们一起读
1, 2, 3
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命
No one comes to the Father except through me. Amen. This is one of the most important verses in the book Gospel of John.
这就是约翰福音里面最重要的一节经节
之一啊。
之一。
Jesus, he make a proclamation.
主耶稣他做了一个声明。
Jesus said, I am the way.
他说我就是道路。
Well, where is the way? Where is the old path?
到底哪里是古道呢？
Because in point number one, we say that we need the old path so that we can be led to go back to God.
因为在刚刚古道的第一点，我们有说到第一条路就是回到神的身边。
But what is the way that can lead us back to God?
可是我们是要走哪一条路才可以回到神的身边呢？
Today there are so many human problems, so many social problems, so many everything.
今天人类的社会存在着非常非常多的问题。
And after this life, we face judgment, we face all these problems.
并且当我们生命结束之后，我们还要面对审判。
But which way can lead us back to God?
可是到底哪一条路可以带我们回到神身边？
Jesus said, I am the way.
主耶稣说，我就是道路。
There's no other way.
并没有其他的路了。
Not money, not success, not material, not human technology.
不是金钱，不是成功，也不是科技。
And not your own intelligence.
也不是靠着自己的聪明。
Jesus Christ is the way.
主耶稣就是那一条唯一的道路。
And Jesus, he himself is the truth.
而且主耶稣本身也是真理。
Jesus not only speak the truth, he is the truth.
主耶稣不只有传讲真理，他本身就是真理。
When he came to this world, the way he lived, the action he does, and he himself is the manifestation of truth.
当主耶稣来到世界上，他所言所行，一举一动都是显示出真理。
So that's why we come here to learn the truth, we learn from Jesus.
所以今天我们来学真理，就是要学主耶稣基督。
And then he is the life.
再者，它也是生命。
So this path will lead you back to life.
所以这一条道路就可以带你回到生命那里去。
So dear friend, dear brother and sister, are you walking in this old path?
所以亲爱的弟兄姐妹，亲爱的朋友，你是不是有走在这条古道上呢？
Do you return to God?
你有没有回转归向神？
Do you follow Lord Jesus Christ?
你有跟随主耶稣基督吗？
Well, you may say, yes, I know Jesus already. I know Jesus for a long time.
或许你会说，是的，我认识主，我已经认识他很久。
I also have gone to other churches.
我也去过很多其他的教会。
I believe in Jesus already.
我已经是信主的人了。
And I think I'm fine.
我觉得我是 OK 的。
Well, one more point.
那我们再来说另外一点。
What is the old truth?
什么是古道？
The old path is the old doctrine, the apostolic teaching.
古道就是使徒行传、使徒时代的道理。
Today, there are many Christian churches, many different denominations.
今天基督教有非常多不同的教派。
We thank God that many people are preaching Jesus, many, many Christians everywhere.
我们感谢主，有很多人在外面传讲主耶稣的福音。
But not everyone are preaching the old path.
可是不是每一间教会都在传扬这一条古道。
Christianity has already a history of 2,000 years.
基督教已经有超过2000年的历史。
But what was preaching from the very beginning is very different than what's most commonly believed right now.
可是在基督教最初传讲的道理已经跟现今的基督教派所传讲的是完全不同的
了。As of now, many things has changed.
因为现在很多东西都已经被更改了。
People say because of time, because of different time, different...political situation, a different culture, they have changed many things.
人们说因为时空的转移，因为政治的原因，所以很多东西都跟着时代改变了。
For example, in the past, every churches, they know that marriages, male and female, one husband, one wife.
譬如说在以前的教会，他们对于婚姻的定义就是一夫一妻，一男一女。
But now many churches, they're shifting, they're changing their view.
可是现在很多的教会已经慢慢的改变了。
Because if you say that you do not accept LGBTQ, then nobody go to your church.
因为如果现在你不接受这些同志运动的人，那你就会被审判。
If you still preach that it is wrong, then you are politically wrong.
因为如果你坚持说那是错的，那你就在政治上也是错的了。
Well, then people changing their view.
所以教会就慢慢改变观点。
To fit the society.
他们想要跟随这个世界的潮流。
But actually, if the truth is truth, the truth never change.
可是真理就是真理，我们说过真理不改变。
So let's turn to Titus chapter 1 verse 4.
我们来翻到提多书第一章第四节。
Titus chapter 1 verse 4.
提多书第一章第四节。
Titus chapter 1 verse 4.
提多书第一章第四节。
Let's read together.
我们一起来读。
1, 2, 3. To Titus, my true son, in our common faith, grace and peace from God the Father and Christ Jesus, our Savior. This is the old path.
这就是古道。
Paul said that, you know, he wrote to Titus, we had a common faith, we apostles, all the churches, we believe in one thing.
这里是保罗写信给提多，他说我们有共信之道，因为我们都相信同样的事情。
Yeah, we preach the gospel of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们是传扬主耶稣的福音。
And how to observe the commandment, how to do everything, is all everybody practices.
要如何遵守神的道理，如何遵守诫命，这都是我们共信的。
For example, the first century Christian.
譬如说第一世纪的基督徒。
They all keep Sabbath.
他们全部都遵守安息圣日。
There was nobody doing Sunday worship.
那时候是没有人在礼拜天来敬拜神的。
Because all Christians in the first century, they keep the commandment, they worship God on the seventh day of the week.
因为在那时候的基督徒，他们都在一周里面的第七天来敬拜神。
Including apostles.
当然是包含当时的使徒。
But later, on the third century,
可是到了第三世纪，
the church has officially abolished the Sabbath day and changed to Sunday worship.
教会正式把安息日更改为主日。
And they give it a beautiful name, it's called it the Lord's Day.
他们还给他一个很漂亮的名字，说那是主的日子。
And then they change it, they change the commandment.
他们把诫命更改了。
But we going back to the old path.
可是我们回到古道上。
Whatever the Bible said, we have to follow.
不管圣经怎么说，我们就是要跟着。
We don't follow human tradition.
我们不跟着人的传统。
Because, let's turn to Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6.
我们来翻到以弗所书第四章第六节。
This is a very important verse.
这是一个非常重要的经节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 6.
以弗所书四章六节。
Let's read verse 4 to 6.
请读第四到第六节。
Ephesians chapter 4 verse 4 to 6.
以弗所书第四章四到六节。
1 to 3.There's one body,
身体只有一个，圣灵只有一个，正如你们蒙召同有一个指望，一主一信一
神，
这是众人的父，超乎众人之上，冠乎众人之中，也住在众人之内。
If you count these three words, they are totally 7-1.
如果你数一数，这里面总共有七个一。
One body, Jesus only has one body.
身体只有一个。
Body is the church.
身体就是教会。
Is what Ephesians says.
这就是以弗所书说的。
Jesus has one church.
主耶稣只有一个教会。
One spirit.
圣灵只有一个。
There's one Holy Spirit.
就是一个圣灵。
You receive Holy Spirit, everyone will behave the same, which is speaking in tongue.
当你得到圣灵，每一个人的表现都一样，也就是说灵言。
One hope.
一个指望。
We all hope to go to heaven. Our hope is not in this world.
我们的指望就是回天家，不是在这个世界上。
One Lord,
一主。
We believe in Jesus. We give our life to Him. He become our Lord.
我们相信主耶稣，把我们的生命交给他，他就成为我们的主。
One faith,
一信。
Now, one faith. This is the original path.
一信，这个信就是古道。
This is the old path.
也是原本之道。
What they practice, what they do.
就是使徒他们所做所行的。
And then there's one baptism.
再来就是一洗。
The one way to baptize people.
只有一个方法可以施行洗礼。
And you did it right, you only receive one time.
如果你做得对的话，是只有施行一次的洗礼。
And then one God.
最后是一神。
God is one. God is not three in one.
神是独一真神，并不是三位一体的神。
God is one. One true God. The apostle, they always say like this.
使徒他们传讲神的福音的时候，总是这么说：独一的真神。
So this is the ancient path. This is the old path.
所以这就是古道。
This is the path that will lead you back to God.
这就是一条会带你回到神身边的道理。
Do you want to walk in this old path?
请问你想要走在这条古道上吗？
Let's sing him.
我们一起。